From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP's got a static kill on that damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico after pumping mud down its throat. Now scientists are determining whether to follow the same procedure with cement. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the government is touting success, but that's tempered by doubts along the Gulf Coast.
BP calls the procedure a significant milestone, and the news was welcomed by President Obama, who also noted that government scientists say only about a quarter of the spilled oil still threatens the Gulf.
A report out today by our scientists show that the vast majority of the spilled oil has been dispersed or removed from the water. So the long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is finally close to coming to an end.
But on a trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with federal officials on the recovery, Alabama Governor Bob Riley said just because the oil has stopped leaking into the Gulf doesn't mean this disaster is over. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This hour, a federal judge rules whether or not California's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Jeff Cirillo, who wants to marry his partner, says he's hoping to finally make his marriage official.
At the end of the day, we just want to be married, and we want to be seen as equal in the eyes of not only the rest of our friends and family, but also our fellow constituents in the state of California.
Both sides say they expect to appeal whatever the ruling. American forces will be operating under new guidelines on the heavy firepower they use against the Taliban. In the new rules issued by General David Petraeus, a top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, troops can use artillery or attack aircraft to defend themselves. But as NPR's Tom Bowman tells us, at least one key goal remains: prevent civilian casualties.
A growing number of soldiers and Marines in Afghanistan complain their hands are tied when they're fighting the Taliban. They say the rules on firepower are overly restrictive. And some members of Congress have echoed those complaints. Now, General Petraeus has come up with a refinement, but not much of a change, in the rules issued last year by his predecessor, General Stanley McChrystal. Petraeus says commanders must determine no civilians are present before approving heavy firepower, like artillery. But a classified section of the guidelines says a commander can still use such firepower if troops are threatened and there's no other option. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
One of the harshest federal antitrust lawsuits confronting Intel ends in a settlement. The Federal Trade Commission says the world's largest chipmaker is agreeing to stop using threats and bundle prices to hinder competition. FTC Chairman John Leibovitz.
It had moved beyond aggressive competition on the merits and into the realm of unfair, deceptive, and anti-competitive conduct.
But Intel still faces legal challenges in South Korea and Europe. U.S. stocks still gaining ground. At last check, Dow is up 44 points at 10,680. This is NPR News. Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez has hit his 600th career home run against the Toronto Blue Jays. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that Rodriguez is the seventh player to achieve that plateau.
When Alex Rodriguez comes to bat at Yankee Stadium, speakers usually blare a hip-hop track by Jay-Z or Kanye West. Over the last dozen games, "The Waiting is the Hardest Part" would have been the more appropriate song, as the All-Star third baseman was stuck in a homerless drought. Well, homerless for A-Rod, who's now the youngest player to hit 600 home runs, and the man with the best chance to one day pass Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and eventually Barry Bonds as the all-time home run king. But Rodriguez's accomplishment was greeted with muted enthusiasm because of his admission that he has taken performance-enhancing drugs during his career. The entire concept of lifetime home run records has been transformed during the so-called steroid era, with fans feeling a frustrating ambivalence with each quote-unquote milestone. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
A group of American billionaires is pledging to give away at least half of their wealth. 40 of the country's richest people have pledged to donate much of their fortunes in a campaign spearheaded by investor Warren Buffett and Microsoft founder Bill Gates 2 months ago. But Buffett had been promoting this initiative since 2006 when he decided to give 99% of his fortune to charity. A crowd breaking out in an impromptu rendition of Happy Birthday to President Obama at the end of a Presidential Citizens Medal ceremony in the East Room today. President Obama is 49 years old. Dow's up 44, 10,680. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.